Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries, located in the city of Sardis, Georgia, a branch from Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the direction of none other than the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. First, I'd like to start off about, amen, forgive us, amen, for the technical difficulty, amen, for the brief, amen, moment of silence that was on the air because of technical difficulty. But one thing I've learned, when there is a rhema word that God wants you to hear, and it's going to be good for the soul, the enemy gets busy. But however, we don't give him any praise or glory because the technical difficulty has been handled. Glory to God. Amen. And it's up and running. So we bless God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Now at this time, amen, we're going to go, amen, to a song called I Lift My Hands in Total Praise. Like never before, glory to God, our hands need to be lifted before the Lord, giving him total praise and honor. I'll be right back. God bless you now. Amen. We bless God. Amen. For I lift my hands in total praise. Amen. Like never before, when we begin to lift our hands up before the Lord in adoration, Amen. So many times, glory to God, we go, amen, before the throne of God for so many other reasons. But we thank and praise God that the psalmist said, I lift my hands in total praise, meaning I don't want anything. I just want to praise you. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God for that. Amen. Now at this time, right before the word, we're going to hear another great worship song. And it's entitled, I Exalt Thee. Glory to God. I exalt thee. And I'll be right back with the rich word of God.
Oh,
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We bless that powerful name of Jesus. We exalt the Lord because like never before, amen, praise you, the Lord. He's worthy to be exalted. Amen. Glory to God. We exalt you, Lord. Now we go into the rich, fulfilled word of God. And tonight we're going to talk about the devil's resume. Before, glory to God, you hired the devil, amen, on anything that you got going, you better check his resume. Glory to God. And we're going to also talk about Satan's obituary. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, Satan's resume. And we're going to also talk about Satan's obituary. Glory to God. These are two things that we will talk about tonight. Amen. Like I said, the first topic we'll be talking about Satan's resume. Amen. You before anyone hires an individual, glory to God, first they got to check out the character, characteristic. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. And it will give you, glory to God, Satan's resume. Glory to God. That's the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, starting at the 12th through the 15th verse. It gives you Satan's resume. And the word of God says, "Son of man, take up a letter concerning the king of Tyre, and say unto him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the model of perfection." That's on his resume. He is a model of perfection. He's very professional at what he do. Because if you hire, glory to God, he's going to show you just how professional he is. Glory to God, he know how to do his job well. He's very skilled. Glory to God, wise and cunning. And the word of God also goes on to read, say that on his resume, he's full of wisdom. He knows just how to get you and I. Glory to God. And the word of God said he's perfect in beauty. In other words, there's nothing ugly about the devil. First of all, we can run around with these clown suits on with a devil, amen, with a pitchfork in his hand, glory to God, and with on a red suit, but that is not how the devil look. Glory to God. He's pretty, he's perfect, and he is beautiful. Glory to God. And the word of God said, you were in the Garden of Eden. Yes, you was. Every precious stone adorned you. Glory to God. On his resume, he appears to be a ruby. He looked like a topaz. He looked like an emerald. He looked like an oxen, a jasper, a sapphire, turquoise, a beryl. Glory to God. All those beautiful stones are on his resume. Meaning he'll make you, amen, feel good. Amen. He'll make what you're trying to get in look good. But in the end, it leads to destruction. The word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You got to mind what you hide these days. Glory to God. Amen. And say your settings and mountains were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. Praise you, the Lord. You was anointed as a guardian cherub. Look at here, glory to God. Amen. For so I ordain you. The word of God says, Satan's resume in the book of Ezekiel, 28th chapter, starting at the 12th through the 15th verse, it consists of being skilled, model of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, and he looked like every precious stone there is. All of this is on his resume. Glory to God. He's anointed Amen. Glory to God. That's why he's hard to resist, because he's anointed to do a job. Amen. Glory to God. And and we all know what the anointing does. The anointing destroys yokes. Satan is anointed and he is appointed to deceive people. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. It's some people that can literally sing, amen, and make you come up out of your seat because they are anointed to do so. But gifts come without repentance. Glory to God. In other words, they can transform into an angel of light just long enough to deceive you and turn right back into their self. And this is how the devil is. This is on his resume. So before you hire him to do anything for you, you better check him out first. See, so many people, glory to God, go after the things of Satan because his resume look real good. But the word of God said in the end, it shall lead to destruction. Glory to God. We're coming from the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. Amen. And we're coming from the 12th through the 15th verse, talking about Satan's resume. Amen. Glory to God. And many people don't know about his resume because they don't take time to check it out, time to read the word of God. Amen. It says, you walked among the fiery stones. You are blameless in your ways from the day you were created. So wickedness was found in you. See, the Lord is talking here in the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. Amen, glory to God. Starting at the 12th through the 15th verse, God is describing Satan's resume. So if you don't know his resume and you don't know his skills, you will be easily deceived. But once you know his resume and once you know his characteristics, then you are able to resist him. The word of God said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But so many times we cannot resist the devil because we don't know about the resume. We get caught up into his skills and his perfection and his anointing. Glory to God. Amen. But all of these skills that he portray on his resume, they're going to lead you straight destruction. They will lead you straight to hell. It look good right now, but in the end, glory to God, it's going to be, amen, praise the Lord, awful, because so many people are not reading the resume. They don't read the word, so they don't know what type of characteristic the devil has. So I just taught you the first part of Satan's resume, and his resume can be found in the book of Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, starting at the 12th through the 15th verse. It describes him, his character, and everything, how he looked, what he'll do, and what he's skilled to do. See, before anybody hire you on their job, first they're going to check out your resume. And they don't care how long it takes to check it out. Before they hire you, they're going to look at your resume. Amen, glory to God. So now I've given you that. Now we're going to talk about Satan's obituary. Yes, ma'am, woman, man, boy, or girl. Satan also has an obituary just waiting for him in the near future, because I believe what the word of God said. The word of God said in Revelation, the 20th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse, the word of God said, and they came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from heaven and devoured them. Glory to God. The word of God said that the enemy and all of his deceivers came into the camp of the saints. How many know the saints got a camp? Sometimes they don't act like it. Sometimes they don't look like it. But the saints of God does have a camp. The word of God says so in the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter and the 9th verse. But the word of God said that Satan and all of his followers, my God, came into the saints' camp. How many know you can't come into the saints' camp without a penalty? There's a penalty behind wandering into the saints' camp. Glory to God. It said when they wandered in there, the fire came from heaven, and devoured them, means destroyed them. And the last verse said, and the devil who deceived them, see, let me tell you something. On his obituary, glory to God, everybody that he done deceived to follow him, glory to God, this is what's going to be on his obituary, the ones that follow him. Come on. Glory to God, the deception that he done. Glory to God, the times he went around and made people sick, people, amen, stressful, full of heartaches and pain. All of this will be written in that obituary. Glory to God. And the very ones, all glory to God, that followed him, going to be on the obituary too. You know, on the obituary, it got children who you married to. Oh, come on up in here. Satan has an obituary. Don't let nobody fool you. In the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, starting at the 9th through the 10th verse, and the word of God said the ones that he deceived was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, it said, and the devil who deceived them, him, was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are also. Look what it says. The devil will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Glory to God. It said where the beast and the false prophets are, meaning all of his followers, going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Satan is going to die. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And it said, and they will be tormented. The same way he tormented while he was on earth, he's going to be tormented. The word of God said day and night, forever and forever. He got an obituary too. Don't let nobody fool you. So first of all, you got to know his resume. Glory to God. And you got to know that God is going to put a stop to it. Because the word of God declares that even one day, death is going to get up and run. People are going to desire to die and death's going to flee. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, glory to God. Satan will be stopped in the near future. It's just a short while, and God is going to show up, and he's going to show out. And the word of God said he's going to be tormented. He's going to be tortured, just the way he tortured the saints of God and all of the deceivers that followed him. Glory to God, there is no good. No matter how good his resume look, tonight is tonight. Amen. You better pull away from the enemy. Glory to God, you better come out of his camp and come out of it now. Because the word of God, let me tell you something. It says a lake of fire and brimstone. Now, that's cooking. Glory to God. Now, I don't know about you, but ain't no skilled spirit gonna take me to hell. Whatever the Lord said do, I want to find myself doing just what the Lord say do. Don't let a spirit that's skilled, that's full of wisdom and look pretty. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you some example of Satan's characteristic. Satan will make you think it's all right to have another man's wife or another woman's husband. He make that thing look pretty. Because, see, the word of God said he's anointed. That's what he said in Ezekiel. Glory to God, the 28th chapter, he said he's anointed to do a work. He'll make it look so pretty to steal out somebody's stove. He will make it so pretty to be a homosexual, a lesbian. Glory to God. He'll say it is pretty. Glory to God. And he'll make you think you ain't doing nothing wrong. But at the end, you'll be on his obituary, right along with him, cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Glory to God. You got to watch out for his resume. People, like never before, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. He's not a God that will tell you a lie. Neither will he ever be a God that will never repent for his word. He said, before his word shall fail, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word won't. Amen. I've taught you about the devil's resume, and I've taught you about Satan's obituary. Glory to God, his final outcome and ways he's going to go. Amen. Now, when you say obituary, that means he's going to be destroyed too. He's going to die just like everybody else. Come on. But the Bible says he's going to be tormented forever and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Think about what the Spirit of the Lord is teaching you tonight. Remember his resume and look how skilled it and perfect he is in his work. See, don't get caught up in that. Amen. Glory to God. Because like never before, even though he's anointed to do a work, God is more powerful than the devil. God is more anointed. He is able to destroy any yoke that the devil have, amen, formed in your life. God is able. If you let him, if you open up his heart, God's resume is way better than Satan. And one thing about God's resume, it's everlasting. Satan is for a short time. Amen. He'll give you what you want, just enough to deceive you, and then he on to his next victim. But God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why would you want somebody on your job or on your team that's destructive and that's going to lead you to a place where you'll never be able to return? I often teach people, amen, in my teaching, that in your home, there are several doors you can go in and out, in and out. You can come and go how many times you want to, 24 hours a day, in and out. But once you hit eternal doors, there ain't no coming out. Once you go through them doors, you can't come back out. So while the breath and the blood is running warm in your veins, you need to think about it. Think about this resume that I have taught you about. Think about the obituary and how this thing, glory to God, is going to play out. See, the end to this story is Satan is going to lose and everybody that follow him. Yeah, he got a final day. Read Revelation 20, starting at the 9th through the 10th verse. Glory to God. Read about his obituary and everybody that follow him. Amen. Read his resume, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 15. Think about what I'm telling you. This is a skilled something. This is a skilled spirit. And see, one thing about it, Satan is like, amen, he's a spirit like our Father God is. He's a spirit, so he needs to possess a body to do his work. But this spirit is described in Ezekiel 28, he anointed. See, that I keep going back to that. The word of God says he's anointed. He knows just how to deceive you. So if you ain't 16 shot, amen, glory to God. And if you don't know his resume, you'll take him on because, see, he know how to camouflage just long enough to deceive. Oh, glory to God, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Amen, glory to God, and this is not a fairy tale. Amen, this is a revelation that God gives me. And whenever he gives me revelation knowledge, I'm not ashamed to teach it because it's coming from heaven. All good things come from heaven. A resume, obituary, glory to God. Amen, in the spiritual realm, so natural, so spirit. Amen, glory to God. So we got to know what we're working with. Tell somebody else about the devil's resume in the book of Ezekiel 28, starting at 12 through the 15. That's his resume. That's his characteristic. Tell somebody about his obituary. Revelation 20, 9 through 10. Because so many people are walking around, amen, afraid of the enemy. You don't have to be afraid of him because God is going to destroy him. Glory to God. And it said night and day, he's going to be tormented like he tormented other people. So don't get hired on that type of road. Get off now. Amen. See, one thing about evangelism comes to make you think. It don't come to score no brownie points. It don't come to get no pats on the back. It don't come to get no glory, no honor. It come to tell you the buck naked raw truth. Amen. This is what evangelism is all about. Evangelists are recruiters for the kingdom of heaven. They go and they recruit. Amen. There are so many people on their way to hell because everybody, amen, nowadays is in it for the fame, the glory. Amen. And people are dying without salvation. How do I know? The word of God say hell is enlarging herself daily without measure. You know why? So many people dying and going to hell. So she's steadily getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we need evangelists to come and to do their job. We need evangelists like never before to break down the word to God's people. It's not about you. It's not about a fashion show and nothing else. It's about bringing forth the word to deliver God's people. It's not about your title. It's not about sitting on the throne giving orders. How many souls have you won today through your ministry? How many souls have you won in a month through your ministry? Oh, I ain't going to even get up excited, glory to God, because I felt that preaching spirit coming up. But, amen, this is teaching time. The word of God said the spirit is subject to the vessel. Amen, and I can owl when I get ready. Amen. If you got something that you can't owl, then you got the wrong spirit because God is intelligent. So I thank and praise God to know my climate. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. That's teaching. I don't need to spice it up. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you need to hear a rhema word. Glory to God. I thank and praise God. Amen. For being able to teach you. Amen. What thus says the Lord. I've never been a long-winded teacher because I believe in saying what God say and leave it at that. That's all I can do. And it's up to us to take God's word and believe him. Again, I'm going to give you these chapters. If you by phone or maybe listening by computer, write these scriptures down. Satan's resume is Ezekiel 28th chapter, 12 through the 15th verse. His obituary is Revelation, the 20th chapter, 9th through the 10th verse. Glory to God. Amen. It's always an ending to everything. God will be the last thing standing. Amen. So we just bring you greeting again from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia, a branch from Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the direction of none other than the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. Location, 431 Old Sardis Road, 7671 Highway 24 South, Alex, Sardis, Georgia. Two locations, amen, to serve you. Amen, glory to God. And I'd like to announce next week, starting Tuesday night, glory to God, we'll be going in Prepare the Harvest Revival. God called this revival. And any time that God calls or prepare for the harvest revival, that means you're getting ready to reap what you have sown. So glory to God, from Tuesday to Friday night, there will be a Prepare for the Harvest Revival located on 431 Old Sardis Road in Sardis, Georgia at Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministry. Tuesday through Friday, the itinerary will be as follows. Bishop Willie Jones, Jr., glory to God, will bring forth the manna Tuesday and Wednesday. I will bring forth the manna Thursday, and Friday. And we will climax on Sunday with the Honorable Co-Pastor Kimberly Salem of Meadow, Georgia, Refiner Fire Ministries, under the direction of Pastor Dawana Hughes. They will be in the building climaxing that service. So we won't come one, come all, tell somebody a great revival will take place. And anybody that knows Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries, we are praisers. Amen. And we believe in, glory to God, having, letting the Lord have his way. So we're looking for a good time, and we're looking for you to help spread this word. We are helpers to one another, not competing against each other, but we are helpers to one another. You can teach me by, amen, helping me by, amen, what you know about the Lord, and I can help you by what I know about the Lord. That's when you doing what? Building each other up. And that's what the kingdom of God called the fivefold for. He called them to build up and to edify. But when you're fighting and battleship, then you won't be able to edify and you won't be able to build up. You'll only destroy. So I thank and praise God that I have a mind to build. Amen. And I have a mind to edify. I don't go around, amen, busting up churches, amen, and glory to God, doing bad things because they are my brothers and sisters. And for one, I got sense enough to know one person ain't going to be able to lead the universe. It's going to take many leaders and many warriors to do what God said do, and you cannot go in destroying and taking sheep. I don't believe in that because, amen, the book of Numbers says, for sheep even wander into your pastures, meaning your ministry. And you know that sheep don't belong to you. You got to return it back to its rightful owner. You cannot let it stay at your ministry, knowing it belongs in your brother or your sister's ministry. I'm going to tell you the type of people Dr. Jones and Bishop Jones look for. We look for them ones that don't know Christ. We look for street people. We ain't got time to go and rob our sisters and brothers. That's not our MO. Glory to God. But we will pull in them street ones. Glory to God, because see, they don't know the Lord. Amen. 9 times out of 10, sheep that are in other ministries, they know the word, and they just be hard-headed sometimes and want to jump to other ministries. But the devil is a liar. We old and wise for that trick. So now, amen, spread the word. I got one more minute before I go off the air. But I'd just like to tell you that I've enjoyed you. For those of you that may be listening by phone or by computer, it was a blessing to bring forth a rich word to you. Tell somebody about the revival. We're going to log off with, glory to God, his eyes is on the sparrow, and he watches over you and I. God bless you, and I love you. God bless you now.
And I know you are. And I know